Former Secretary of State Dean Acheson's famous memoirs are titled Present at the Creation. He was referring to the post-World War II world. My next guest was present at the creation of the Homeland Security Department in the post-9/11 world. Now Don Bathurst has been inducted into the National Academy of Public Administration, and he joins me now. Mr. Bathurst, good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
Now, currently you are Executive Director of Emergency Preparedness at Homeland Security. Just give us a sense of which directorate that's in and what the job entails.
Okay, sure. Well, it's within the management directorate, so it's in the headquarters, kind of with oversight over the preparedness activities across all of the DHS components. And what we're trying to do is set a culture of preparedness in the department to prepare our people, the mission, our places and things to be resistant to any kind of things that may befall, whether it be fire, flood, weather, or certainly the idea of a physical attack.
All right. Now, people get into NAMPA as fellows based on a long career. So give us the outlines of your own.
I started as a volunteer firefighter. That really kind of cemented my real love or understanding of public service. I was going to go into the fire service as a profession and started studying in that area. And a guy by the name of Tom Hawkins was my faculty advisor in Northern Virginia. And he said, yeah, I got an aptitude for math and science. You should go over and see John Bryan, who's the professor and chairman of the Fire Protection Engineering Department at Maryland. And so I went over there and got accepted into the program, lived in the firehouse on campus and finished my engineering degree, and went to work for the General Services Administration coming out of college, where I had an opportunity to just do almost everything that you could imagine. I mean, I was involved in doing risk analyses on buildings, design and construction, commissioning of systems, maintenance and operations of buildings, really understanding how they supported the missions of our client agencies that occupied the building. And I even got into, you know, fire investigation and forensics. I got moved over to the headquarters as the ultimately as the chief fire protection engineer and worked on things like the Hotel-Motel Fire Safety Act, the Federal Fire Safety Act. We reinstituted a research program, developed tools for risk analysis and fire investigation, and took our information and processes to the national standards. This was back in the Reagan administration when we were cutting internal processes and regulations, and it moved over into the Clinton administration with reinventing government. And we were actually able to move our internal risk management processes into the national standards. And I like to say that looking back 30 years, you don't see the kind of hotel fires and even office building fires that we used to have in the 60s and 70s. I like to think the work that we did at GSA had that effect.
We're speaking with Don Bathurst. He's Executive Director of Emergency Preparedness at the Homeland Security Department and a new NAPA fellow. And then at some point, you ended up at FEMA.
I moved from GSA to FEMA as the Deputy U.S. Fire Administrator. Right after I got there was the Oklahoma City bombing, which was unbelievably tragic, but it really threw the fire service and the emergency services into the terrorism response mode. Shortly thereafter, we had the church arsons. We developed a way to get our arson training, arson investigation training out to a wider variety of folks. We made just a lot of terrific improvements to some of the service deliveries, including the National Fire Incident Reporting System. None of these are my accomplishments. They're really the accomplishments of folks at all levels.
And eventually 9/11 gave rise to the Homeland Security Department, which ingested FEMA. What was it like in those early, early days when the department was still feeling where its outer edges were?
Well, actually, we started the work on that shortly after, kind of came up for air after 9/11, and as the formation legislation was working through, there were several working groups that got pulled together. So I got pulled into a kind of an administrative group, what we used to refer to as the Big Six. We worked on things like the determination order, which is a kind of a, you know, esoteric in the weeds, but very detailed process that the president signs that moves everything from one organization into the new organization. We developed all the original management directives and the like, that the things that have to be in place to operate the department. And then my folks within FEMA, I had property and I had the printing and publications. We developed a lot of the stuff for the department. We printed the plank holder certificates. Everybody in the department got a pen, a lapel pen, and we were able to produce those. We even were the ones tasked to get the official photographs for Tom Ridge. You get those printed and distributed. This is kind of back in the day before the just-in-time printing. That you know now you send a file out and everybody prints their own. But we actually had to print and produce those. So there was a lot of neat support activities. And then I got asked to come over to the headquarters and was the director of asset management, trying to get real property and all of our property management activities with some direction and policy. And
sure.
9 months after that, I was asked, my boss at the time retired, Mike Dorsey, and I was asked to move up into the chief administrative officer position. And then I had a little bit of a broader role for about 8 years. And it was a fun ride in those days. We got a lot accomplished. We were, you know, building the plane as we were trying to fly it at the same time.
And 15 years or so on, does it feel like it's gelled to some degree into a real department?
Oh, I believe so. I see that the there's a lot more structure, and I see a lot more cooperation, I'd say, especially out with the components. You know, and again, there's challenges every day, but I think that the department's very resilient to that, and is much more gelled.
And what's your advice to people that might be joining government, or people that are in government and would like to achieve that SES rank and do the big things?
I've thought long and hard about this, and I think it's an issue of you've got to focus on results. I've always tried to look at those and, you know, build performance measures and objectives, and I try to build those from the ground up. You know, when you try to push things down from above by edict, I found that, you know, the people in organizations tend to resist. But if you bring them in as a partnership and say, what are we really trying to achieve, it really helps move things forward. So I try to worry about the what we're trying to do, not necessarily how we do it. It goes back to lessons I learned years and years ago in developing a risk management philosophy. There's a lot of ways to reach an objective. You know, I found in fire protection, if you can prevent flashover in a building, you really protect life and property, and it's easier to control. And there's a lot of ways to prevent flashover. You can detect the fire early. You can put the fire out with sprinklers. You can, you know, change the furnishings and the construction materials. There's a lot of factors. So in any kind of organization or any kind of issue, there's a lot of ways to approach the problem. But the real question is what are you trying to achieve?
Don Bathurst is Executive Director of Emergency Preparedness at the Homeland Security Department and a new inductee to the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. I'm looking forward to working with NAPA on a variety of issues, especially some of the challenges facing public service.
All right. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.